Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be
Panther Holler
where the sun don't ever shine than to be in some big city in a small room with your love on my mind. So blow your
Yeah, baby, down in some dark, deep hollow. Thanks for taking the ride with us, getting in close to that campfire today. We're going to go right into story time. So enjoy that, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is the new kitchen and the old outhouse. The narrow paved road gives way to gravel as it turns abruptly south, snaking up an Ozarks valley as it follows the old stream bed. When you reach a junction, it turns into a narrow rut-filled dirt road. The right fork is a creek crossing, taking you through a low water ford, up across rock glades, then on past my great uncle Mont's on the way to my grandpa's farm at the base of Johnson Mountain. But the left fork continues, following the stream bed until it intersects another spring-fed creek. There, the old road turns left, once more follow an ancient weather-carved valley to the base of Pruitt and Logan Mountains. A little further up the valley, where several smaller spring-fed streams connect, the rutted two-track goes on past the old sawmill in a world where families were stranded for days during heavy spring rains. The road finally dead-ends way up the holler in the front yard of my great-uncle Johnny's and Aunt Janie's home place, a grand old two-story farmhouse. Back in the old days, this ancient road would continue up and over Pruitt Mountain, twisting and turning down the other side until it ended up in the small community of Banner, Missouri. Back in the 1930s and 40s, Banner was the only store for miles around that provided monthly supplies for families living in these remote Ozark Mountains. Back in those days, neighbors and family alike would pitch in and help each other, whether it was building a barn, butchering of winter meats, or the women folk canning food for the winter. My Aunt Janie just loved that old house, but more than anything else in life, what she really wanted was to add on a new, spacious kitchen on the back of the house. Late summer, a long, long time ago, everyone in the valley organized and helped Uncle Johnny build her that new kitchen. Family, friends, and neighbors worked very hard to finish construction by fall. When completed, Aunt Janie was so proud of her new, wonderful new kitchen with the brand new wood cook stove. Uncle Johnny was proud, too, proud that it was done, and he would have more time for hunting and hanging out at the old store, playing cards and solving the world's problems, but that was pretty short-lived. Uncle Johnny and the men were at the old store were planning for deer camp when Aunt Janie walked in, and he got the word that he was not doing anything until the outhouse in the backyard was in proper working order. That old outhouse, full from generations of use, would have to be taken down and the hole completely redug before the winter freeze. With only about 3 weeks until deer season, Uncle Johnny was depressed, and the daunting work for the outhouse was haunting him. This was one really nasty job he did not want to do, and this is the one project he couldn't find any volunteers to help him with. One evening at the old store, Johnny was taking quite a beating from everyone about the outhouse. When a salesman from the big city stopped in, he overheard talk about Uncle Johnny's dilemma and offered some much-needed assistance. The salesman said that if they would invite him to their deer camp, he would take care of the outhouse problem. He told the group about a new explosive mixture, Stump Magic, for blowing stumps that would explode downward, not upward. The solution was simple. Remove the outhouse structure from over the hole, place a quarter to a half a stick of explosive in the hole, an explosive that blows down. Quickly shovel out the loose dirt, add lime to the new hole, and simply move the outhouse back in place. The guys all agreed to the terms, and the salesman returned a few days later with an order for the store and a few extras for Uncle Johnny, and he was going to deer camp. The next Sunday afternoon, everyone in the valley went to Uncle Johnny's for a new kitchen warming party. There was more food than anyone could imagine, a great meal starting with pickled eggs and onion soup as an appetizer. Aunt Janie's famous huge pot of ham and navy beans, boiled cabbage, complemented by fresh tomatoes from their garden, homegrown onions, homemade cornbread, finished with blackberry cobbler. After everyone left the farm, Aunt Janie made herself another big bowl of beans and onions as she told Uncle Johnny that the outhouse would have to be done the next day. he agreed to work on the outhouse the next morning after she went over to the neighbor's farm for a quilt-making session. Uncle Johnny got up early the next morning, but first a little squirrel hunting behind the house. After all, this project would not take long. His plan was to return from squirrel hunting, take care of the outhouse, and be on the river by noon for a little fishing. Uncle Johnny returned from the skinning shed around 10 o'clock. He was smiling from ear to ear as he uncovered the hidden treasure of stump magic. This was something that would end this outhouse problem once and for all. He went to work, whistling as he carried his shovel and tools out to the outhouse. With this new thing blowing down, and to save time, Uncle Johnny decided there really wasn't any reason to completely move the outhouse, so he just moved it partway off the hole and dug a deep, narrow hole under the back of the structure. He then placed the proper amount of explosives deep within the hole and covered it with 2 foot of dirt, as directed by the salesman. But then he had second thoughts. If a half a stick would do well, he reasoned, more would do better. He wanted this over with before the old woman returned, so he quickly shoved the remainder of explosives in the hole, covered it quickly, and retreated, unwinding the fuse as he went. He hid behind the woodshed, struck a wooden match, and lit the fuse. What he didn't know is Aunt Janie had returned early from the quilting because of severe gas. Pickled eggs, onion soup, and way too many helpings of beans had done their job, and she had already made many trips to the outhouse. So about the same time he lit the fuse in hiding, Aunt Janie throws open the screen door and comes out across the yard in a fast but yet hobbled pace straight for the outhouse. With a very strained and anxious look on her face, squeezing her legs together, she runs in a weird gait the last few yards, then literally leaps through the outhouse door. Johnny had his eyes closed and his fingers in his ears after he lit the fuse. And when it went off, when he stood up and stepped out, he witnessed a smoldering old woman covered in soot and dirt climbing out of a turned-over outhouse, staggering back toward the house, then collapse in the yard. Uncle Johnny was horrified. He ran past the outhouse and fell to her side. Using his hat to pat out the smoldering parts of her dress, he cradled her in his arms, asking her over and over if she was okay. As he carefully wiped off her soot-covered face, she slowly opened her eyes and weakly says, "It's a miracle." Confused, Uncle Johnny says, "A miracle? Why, you could have been killed." Looking up at him and smiling, she says, "That was a close one. And that one almost slipped out of my brand new kitchen." And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Appreciate you coming in this weekend with us at our campfire. Say bye, Vogelbachler.
Bye, Vogelbachler.
Say goodbye, Matty G.
Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us for Eyes on the Outdoors National Radio Show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land.